Let's begin our final session. And again, we will adjust our motivation. If it isn't already an altruistic one, then making it altruistic and making it much stronger. Remembering that refuge, the refuge practice that we're doing is a Mahayana refuge. It's refuge for the benefit of others. But we ourselves have to get there, of course, so we can benefit others. So we bring everyone along with us. We go through all of the ups and downs of the path for the benefit of others. It can all become useful to understand all the trials and tribulations so we can best help others. So feeling very close to Guru Shakyamuni, who accepts us exactly as we are, who cares for us more than we do ourselves. Then we open our heart by reciting the calling the Guru from afar. The afar being us distracted by the worldly concerns, the worldly dharmas. Not that Shakyamuni is afar at all, just that our attention is. Lama, think of me. Lama, think of me. Lama, think of me. Magnificently glorious Guru, dispelling the darkness of ignorance. Magnificently glorious Guru, revealing the path of liberation. Magnificently glorious Guru, liberating from the waters of samsara. Magnificently glorious Guru, eliminating the diseases of the five poisons. Magnificently glorious Guru, who is the wish-granting jewel, I beseech you, please bless me. Magnificently glorious Guru, please bless me to remember impermanence and death from my heart. Magnificently glorious Guru, please bless me to generate the thought of no need in my mind. Magnificently glorious Guru, please bless me to abide one pointedly in practice in isolated places. Magnificently glorious Guru, please bless me to not have any hindrances to my practice. Magnificently glorious Guru, please bless me to realize without error the view of the fundamental nature of reality. Magnificently glorious Guru, please bless me so that all bad conditions appear as a support. Magnificently glorious Guru, please bless me to accomplish effortlessly the two works of self and others. Magnificently glorious Guru, please bless me soon, very soon. Please bless me on this very cushion. Please bless me in this very session. May I not arise heresy even for a second in the actions of the glorious Guru. May I regard whatever actions are done as pure. With this devotion, may I receive the blessings of the Guru in my heart. Magnificent and precious Root Guru, please abide on the lotus seat at my heart. Guide me with your great kindness and grant me the realizations of your holy body, speech, and mind. And think that a smiling emanation of Guru Shakyamuni comes from his heart, made of light. And this light bathes you, washes down through your crown, coming to rest at your heart, your ordinary sense of who you are just dissolves. You become one with the Guru's holy body, speech, and mind in that sunlit radiance. And then through the power of your bodhicitta resolve, you arise into a form to best benefit sentient beings. To do this practice and to really focus our mind, generating refuge in bodhicitta.
Sangye chadam sogye
Da gir gin soi gir person am gir tra la penges am gir tro pa shore. I go for refuge until I am enlightened to the Buddha, the Dhamma, and the Supreme Assembly by my practice of giving and other perfections. May I become a Buddha to benefit all sentient beings. Before immeasurables, may all sentient beings have happiness and its causes. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and its causes. May all sentient beings never be separated from the happiness that is without suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from the bias of attachment for friends and hatred for enemies. And thinking of all the sentient beings, feeling for them, understanding them and their nature, letting a sense of universal responsibility naturally arise in your heart. And light flows from Shakyamuni Buddha, blessing you with the ability to bring these four immeasurable attitudes to fruition. Feel your whole being bathed in that light, those blessings, with the determination and confidence to turn our entire life in this direction. The seven limb prayer. Reverently, I prostrate with my body, speech, and mind. I present clouds of every type of offering, actual and imagined. I declare all my negative actions accumulated since beginningless time and rejoice in the merit of all holy and ordinary beings. Please remain until the end of cyclic existence and turn the wheel of Dharma for living beings. I dedicate my own and others' merits to the great enlightenment. And offering a mandala, making a mandala of all of our wealth, all of our energy and emotions, all of our imaginings, our merits. Your mandala is joyously received and refreshing our engagement with the refuge field, ourselves surrounded by all the sentient beings but appearing in human form. We are their advocate, their connection with this most rare, sublime refuge. And in the space in front of us, a beautiful lotus, and on it, a large jeweled throne, and seated on this, Guru Shakyamuni Buddha. In essence, your guru, Vajradhara in his heart. On the throne in front is your root guru, Buddha, manifesting as guru, young and vibrant. Close around him are all the gurus that you've taken teachings from, everyone that has been significant in your life, including the person who taught you to read and write, the person who first introduced you to the Dharma, who gave you vows, And all of these gurus are so delighted with you, happy that now finally you're turning your mind towards the Lam Rim. Their hearts are really, really joyous and warm. And relieved. And then on a throne to the left of the Buddha is Manjushri Buddha and all the lineage masters facing the Buddha. On the throne to the right, Maitreya Buddha and the lineage. And behind on a throne also Vajradhara Buddha and the lineage. And surrounding are all the Nirmanakaya aspect Buddhas, the 1,000 Buddhas of this eon, the 35 Buddhas, the 8 medicine Buddhas. And the Dharma, the understanding and the realizations manifest in the countless texts in front of them, surrounding them by their sides. Surrounding these figures are the Sangha refuge, the eight great bodhisattvas, the solitary realizers, the hearers, around them the Dhākhas and Dakinis, the Dharmapalas, below the guardians of the four directions and the custodians of the land. So in going for refuge to the Sangha refuge, focusing on the eight great bodhisattvas, the Arya bodhisattvas, Manjushri, the manifestation of the Buddha's wisdom, Avalokiteshvara, embodying compassion, Vajrapani, symbolizing power and ability, the activity to connect with sentient beings, Bodhisattva Maitreya, representing love, Bodhisattva Siddhigaba, embodying the Buddha's merits, richness, and fertility of the land, Sarva Nirvana Vishkamban, purifying the wrongdoings and obstructions, Akashagarbha, the Buddha's blessings, with the ability to purify transgressions and broken vows, and Bodhisattva Samantabhadra, the Buddha's conduct, the expertise in making offerings and prayers of aspiration. And these eight great bodhisattvas are there for us. They too have traveled along the path. And they've done so for our benefit. So make an aspiration that they will always be there to assist you and bless you in your spiritual journey. Really request them to stay, to look after you, to guide you, to protect you. and feel that they are so pleased with your aspiration that immediately infinite light rays and nectar flow from them, bursting out from their hearts, reaching you and all the rest of the sentient beings. And all the negativities are purified, especially the karma created in relation to the Sangha, perhaps by criticizing the Sangha, dividing the Sangha, not make offerings, or maybe taking offerings. Having an ordinary view of the Sangha as the light rays and nectar flows from these eight great bodhisattvas. All the negativities are purified. All of our unskillful connections or relationships as the light and nectar flows through you, you become aware of the power and compassion of these eight great bodhisattvas, their commitment to you, you are inspired by their activities. You are blessed with their inspiration. So we can continue with our refuge recitation. I take refuge until I'm enlightened in the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Supreme Assembly. By my practice of giving and other perfections, may I become a Buddha to benefit all sentient beings. I take refuge until I'm enlightened in the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Supreme Assembly. By my practice of giving and other perfections, may I become a Buddha to benefit all sentient beings. I take refuge until I am enlightened in the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Supreme Assembly. By my practice of giving and other perfections, may I become a Buddha to benefit all sentient beings. I take refuge in the three rare sublime ones. May I become a Buddha to benefit all transmigratory beings. I take refuge in the three rare sublime ones. May I become a Buddha to benefit all transmigratory beings. I take refuge in the three rare sublime ones. May I become a Buddha to benefit all transmigratory beings. I go for refuge to the Guru, to the Buddha, to the Dharma, to the Sangha. I go for refuge to the Guru, to the Buddha, to the Dharma, to the Sangha. I go for refuge to the Guru, to the Buddha, to the Dharma, to the Sangha. Lama la kyabsu chiwo, Sangya la kyabsu chiwo, Che la kyabsu chiwo, Genden la kyabsu chiwo. Lama la kyabsu chiwo, Sangya la kyabsu chiwo, Che la kyabsu chiwo, Genden la kyabsu chiwo. Lama la kyabsu chiwo, Sangya la kyabsu chiwo, Che la kyabsu chiwo, Genden la kyabsu chiwo. Lama la kyabsu chiwo, Sangya la kyabsu. Feel completely under the protection of the Sangha jewel, our closest friends. Feel also the support of the solitary realizers and the hearers, those who've gone before, countless beings who have achieved enlightenment, nirvana and enlightenment. demonstrating again and again and again that it's possible. And make an aspiration that they will always be there to assist you and bless you in your spiritual journey, to accompany you on the path. And they are so pleased with you that light rays and nectar flow from them, reaching you and all sentient beings, purifying all the obstacles on the path and all the obstacles to spiritual friends, to beneficial company, any hindrances to a Dharma family, to our closest friends, our spiritual friends. And all of our deep fundamental loneliness is purified. All of our vulnerabilities are washed away. We find ourselves amongst friends. And light and nectar also flow from the Darkers and Dakinis, the compassionate, that manifestation of compassionate activity, the Darkers, and the manifestation of wisdom activity, the Dakinis. The nectar and the light purifies the obstacles to quick help on the path. In the dancing posture, they show the way to dance through life with the joyousness, the natural play of wisdom realizing emptiness. With the one leg up, demonstrating that they have no disturbing emotions, no afflictive states of mind. And the other leg extended for sentient beings and perfectly controlling any obstacles and delusions. The limitless energy and joyfulness of enlightenment manifesting as Dakas and Dakinis, and light and nectar streams from them, blessing your mental continuum with the enthusiasm and joyousness of a spiritual path. And all of our mental and emotional energy that may be tied up with emotional baggage, with past relationships, with traumatic events, this is all purified in the blissful light and nectar from the Dakas and Dakinis. Completely liberating our natural enlightened connection to all sentient beings, liberating us from an ordinary view of sentient beings, awakening us to the limitless, blissful dance of life, of enlightenment. The blissful expression of the wisdom Dharmakaya. And feel that your life force and merits are increasing as you come completely under the protection of the Sangha refuge, this vast array of Sangha, your closest friends. So delighted to be able to help you. And as the nectar and light flows into you, every part of your being is energized, your life force restored, your merits abundant. And then gradually the refuge field begins to dissolve back into the Dharmakaya, not going anywhere, just changing form. this light absorbing one by one through all the sangha objects of refuge until finally absorbing into your root guru. Your root guru growing brighter, clearer, and smaller, absorbing into the heart of Shakyamuni, who comes across space and dissolves into you. The light coming to rest at the level of your heart. Your mind becoming one nature with the Guru Shakyamuni's mind in the aspect of vast, radiant space. You recognize the emptiness of the I. And then through the power of your bodhicitta and your delight in the Buddha nature of sentient beings, you arise in a form to best benefit them. We recite the mantra, Jaya Tao Om Mune Maha Munaya Soha. Jaya Tao Om Mune 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 Mahamunayaswaha. We can make a special dedication that due to all the merits of the three times collected by us, by all the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas and all sentient beings, wherever we are, whatever universe, world, country, area, or place, just by us being there, may the sentient beings who are in that universe, world, country, area, or place never ever be reborn in the lower realms. May they immediately be liberated from all diseases, spirit harms, negative karma, and defilements. And may they achieve enlightenment quickly by actualizing the whole path, especially bodhicitta. May it immediately stop wars, famine, sickness, and natural disasters. And may these things never be experienced again. May we also become wish-fulfilling for sentient beings, able to fulfill all their wishes according to the Dharma. More final dedications. Gathering up all of our effort, our good intentions, everything, all of our imagination, our prayers, even our mental wandering, all of this we gather into this one particular direction, the supreme dedication. Gyo wa di nyo du da. Lama sangye droy gyoene droy chikyamalupa Due to the merits of these virtuous actions, may I quickly attain the state of a Guru Buddha and lead all living beings without exception into that enlightened state. May the precious Bodhi mind, not yet born, arise and grow. May that born have no decline, but increase forevermore. May the precious view of emptiness, not yet born, arise and grow. May that born have no decline, but increase forevermore. May the precious realization of the two stages, not yet born, arise and grow. May that born have no decline, but increase forevermore. And offering all of our practice to His Holiness the Dalai Lama in the form of light that absorbs into his heart. Jitem kam dir pendel malupa. Kale jo we sampel yijin no kadrin so me tenzin kya tsoa soa dev so tu she lon dru. And for the swift recognition of Lama Zopa Rinpoche, so returned but not yet found. So we have the prayer for the swift return of Lama Zopa Rinpoche booklet, and on page 20, the prayer by the 11th Lelong Rinpoche. The lamp of the Gedan teachings, the supreme refuge, Lama Zopa, has departed in order to rouse to the Dharma disciples who cling to permanence. Supreme Being, you took upon yourself the Kadam teacher's way of life and were bound to it night and day, greatly benefiting the teachings and transmigratory beings. Great master of the teachings, supreme guide for East and West, hidden yogi, Lama Tupten Zopa. Unrivaled Lama Zopa, you took His Holiness, the Sovereign, Lord of the Victorious Ones, as your crown and followed all his instructions. Benefactor Lama Zopa, for the many public and personal needs of Tibetans and others, you opened the vase of resources and cleared away the suffering of hardship. One of great mind, Lama Zopa, you held helpless and voiceless animals with a mind of loving kindness and were their holy savior and protector. Siddha Lama Zopa, Lord of the ocean of mandalas, with the wings of emptiness and compassion, you crossed the waters of the generation and completion stages. Lama Tupten Zopa, great hidden yogi, ornament of the activities of the Gedan teachings, in truth, a great son of the victorious ones. Having thought of me and other transmigratory beings of the degenerate age, from your seat of lotus and sun, at the heart of Sangwa Yeshi, may the jewel that fulfills all wishes, emanating again with the brilliance of 10,000 suns, smile swiftly and without obstacles to our eyes filled with tears of faith. And then the prayer for the health and long life of all of our precious gurus. Jetsun lame kutse rupten chin nam kai trin le cho choi ge pa dang lo san tem pe tro me sa song gi tro we mo sel ta tu ne gyu chi. And for auspiciousness, the Mig Sema, we recite three times, blessing our practice, our environment, and all the beings. Vimete vete chan chan rezi Jampayang. Ganchen kia pe tsui kia son kapa, lo san tra pe shabla so wai dem, mi me te we te chen chen rezi, trir me kia pe wang poi chan pai yang, Ganchen kia pe tsui kia son kapa, lo san tra pe shabla so wa e de. Mi me se we te te chen re zi tru me kia pe wa po chan pa yang ganchen kia pe tsui kia son kapa, lo san tra pe so wa e de. And that completes our final session of this refuge retreat.